We are going to continue the hour by talking schools. First day of class for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools is going to be here before you know it. School starting up next week, and obviously teachers and staff and everyone in the district is getting ready for that right now. Dr. Nya Hamlet is the superintendent of Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, and today she's on what they're calling a heartcoming bus tour, going around to all of the schools in the district to greet staff. She's getting that underway now, and she joins us on the phone to talk about it and look ahead at the year to come. Dr. Hamlet, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
So what's the tour going to entail?
Oh, my gosh. So we are basically taking homecoming on the road. And so we have a play on those words. And our new strategic plan is all about thinking and acting differently. And what we say is that really starts with the heart. And so we're calling this the Heartcoming 2022 Convocation Bus Tour. We're going to all 20 of our schools, and we just can't wait to, you know, just greet all of our staff and really get started for the new school year.
It's been obviously a very trying couple of years for everyone, certainly school staff included, with the pandemic. Obviously, we've got safety issues that are still ongoing, staff shortages that every district in the nation seems to be facing. How have your conversations been with staff members in this district? How is their morale heading into this school year?
You know, I think today is really going to be my first opportunity to get a good sense of what the morale is like across the district. But I'll tell you, we kicked off our school year with our leadership summit just a couple of weeks ago, and our school leaders are ready. They are excited. They're engaged. And this new strategic plan has really fueled our fire for the start of the new school year.
How are we going to see that strategic plan kind of working itself into like what goes on in the school rooms and in the school buildings over the course of the next few months?
So what we're most excited about, and you know, a strategic plan sometimes can be something that kind of sits on a shelf and collects dust, but one of the things we're really committed to in our school district is making sure that it is alive and well. And so we will be showing examples of our core values in action throughout the school year. And our core values through the new strategic plan are collective efficacy, social justice action, engagement, wellness, and joy. And so every time we see an example of one of those core values in our classrooms, on our buses, in the hallways, on our football fields, you know, wherever it is, we're going to make sure that we show examples of that and really highlight the great work and that's going on in our school district. And today we're going to get it kicked off with joy because that's what it's all about.
I was going to say, I love the fact that joy is included because you don't think of that as a goal for schools, but you really miss it when it's not there, right?
Absolutely. It's palpable when it's not there. And that's why we say to think and act differently truly starts with the heart. So our theme for this school year is heart work, and we just can't wait to get that going.
Speaking with Dr. Nya Hamlet again, superintendent at Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, heading into the school year, something that we've heard about in, again, just about every district in the country and every state is ongoing staff shortages, teacher shortages in particular. I know this district has had bus driver shortages. In terms of staffing, in terms of teachers and bus drivers and everything else, how are we doing in terms of just making sure all those positions are filled?
Yeah, well, one of the things I've been sharing is that, well, Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools certainly is not exempt from the Great Resignation. I'm standing here right now with our director of transportation and greeted our transportation staff yesterday. We still have bus driver shortages. You know, we still offer high pay and, you know, tons of incentives and just to take care of our people. But we, too, have some of the shortages that other school districts are experiencing, especially in those hard-to-staff areas that we saw prior to the pandemic. But, again, we're offering signing bonuses, and I've been monitoring that and, you know, sending information to our human resources team as I see requests for hire come through and just say, hey, this is a priority. Let's get this one done. You know, so we also have 117 substitutes ready and available to serve our students in our schools. So we're hopeful, but we do recognize that it is still a challenge to hire, especially in those hard to staff positions.
And I was going to follow up on teachers. You mentioned subs being ready to go. How is the district doing now in recruiting and retaining enough teachers to fill all of those roles?
Yeah, so I think the main thing that we're struggling with, and again, it's, you know, it's like the EC teachers, it's secondary math and science teachers, it's our dual language teachers, or even some of our gifted positions are vacant. And so, you know, just really making sure that we're doing some strategic outreach and going beyond just a job fair. And at this time of year, when it's kind of crunch time, that's when you really start to reach out to folks and try to be innovative with our recruitment efforts. But then it's also about getting back to the hard work and taking good care of the people that we have, because we have some amazing educators here in our school district.
Back to school time is always an exciting time. It's also a time of anxiety for students getting back to schools and teachers and staff and parents sending kids off to schools. And there's a lot of things that folks are concerned about between school safety. Obviously, COVID is still a thing that folks are needing to be concerned about and take precautions for. We've seen drops in test scores across the country and across the state just in the last couple of years dealing with the pandemic. What are you most concerned about heading into the fall semester, and what's the district doing to address it?
I wouldn't say that I am concerned about anything. The things that keep me up at night are when kids are not getting what they need. And I'm really confident that despite the shortages, despite the safety challenges or what have you, that, you know, our children are going to get what they need. And when I say safety challenges, for example, there are things that we've done, not just over the summer, but even last school year, to really shore up our safety efforts. To make sure that access points are secure, making sure that we have adequate training for our administrators, our school resource officers, and our staff. So we're really confident that we're going to have an amazing school year. We have shifted a bit with some of our COVID protocols. We're still a mask recommended district, but recognize that, you know, vaccines are available. We still promote vaccines. And of course, we also, we're actually sending home test kits. And so that's one thing that we're doing a little differently this year. But again, it's really just about getting back to the heart of the work of serving children every single day. And that's what we're most excited about.
And then flip side of that, what's exciting for you about the school year? What's happening in the classroom and in the hallways and in the buildings that you're really excited to share?
I am excited to share that our students are ready to come back and be connected to one another, to be connected to trusted adults in our school buildings. That's one of the things we heard most often last school year that was missing throughout the beginning of the pandemic. So just that connection, and again, just to see those priorities and or those core values in action. And Aaron, you know what? I'd love to continue this conversation. You're going to make me miss the bus.
I was just about to wrap up anyway. We're speaking with Dr. Hamlet. Any final words for students and staff and parents?
Just happy new school year, and we can't wait to see you on August 29th.
Dr. Nia Hamlet, superintendent, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the bus tour.
Thanks, Aaron. Have a great day.